Today, your hometown tour makes a stop in the beautiful suburb of Elgin. Ride with us as we show you what some call the city in the suburbs. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Come on, let's explore Elgin.
All right, yeah, and Illinois Lottery is actually how I was able to find the great folks at the Boys and Girls Club of Elgin. They were supporting this incredible effort that happens in the Elgin schools. And really, my entire visit to Elgin was wonderful. I've been there a couple times, but exploring the downtown was great. But back to the Boys and Girls Club of Elgin, Natalie Pollock joins us now. And Natalie, I'm blown away at how much you do for so many kids in your community. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, I was able to visit one of the elementary schools. I think it was on their very first day back from winter break. So the kids were hyper and hyper excited to see WGN Radio. Tell us a little bit about what happens in, I think, 20 of the elementary schools in the area.
Yeah. So we actually serve about 20 schools in the Elgin area. We see about 800 students every day in our facilities, and they have the opportunity to connect with professional mentors and make sure that they're set up for success. Our goal, even if you're starting in elementary, we want to make sure that you have a plan for the future and that success is within reach, with kids demonstrating good character and citizenship and living a healthy lifestyle.
It starts, at least the day I was there, started with a power hour of focus on homework, which is so key. If you can just wrangle kids a little bit and help them focus on some homework, that's a great start. But it goes beyond that. There's athletics, games, fun. I mean, they're there till like 6 o'clock at night each day, aren't they?
They are, yes. We serve kids from the time the bell rings until 6 o'clock at most of our sites. Some of our team sites are later, all the way until 8 o'clock in the evening. And you're absolutely right. We want to make sure that students have support to complete their homework on a daily basis, but then also make sure that they're having fun, they're connecting with their peers, especially in the year that we're in now after COVID, and now that we're sort of back to normal in a sense at schools. We want to make sure that students are building those social emotional skills. They're making connections with friends and mentors and really continuing on that positive track for development.
Yeah. And checking with the principal and the staff there is a difference in these kids after a couple years. Boy, just getting them in the same room again in a good way. Boy, that helps, doesn't it?
Definitely. We're so glad that we're back in person and live, and we're not worrying about remote school anymore.
Yeah, for sure. I imagine what a help for parents in these communities. Many of them, maybe they're single parent homes, or maybe they're both working jobs till 5 or 6 o'clock at night. The cost of daycare or something like that would be astronomical. It is astronomical. This takes a burden off a lot of folks so that they can focus on earning for their family and providing then when the kids get home.
Absolutely. So all of our Boys and Girls Club programs are completely free to the families that we serve. We partner with a lot of different public and private funding sources to ensure that any student who wants to participate in the Boys and Girls Club has the opportunity to do so. We know that the families that we're serving have a lot of unique needs, and it is our goal to partner with those families and the amazing parents that are working really hard to take care of their kiddos and come alongside them to be able to provide a supportive environment where they feel safe and connected to positive adults.
So not only are there financial benefits to the parents, obviously, but you talk about just starting a kid on the right track, even at a young age. I mean, obviously, when they're 8, 9 years old, we're not thinking about what job they're going to have. But the things that happen in those hours after school can really set up kids for more successful high school. As you say, you do high schools too, and collegiate potential, you know, opportunities. I mean, there is a ramification for Elgin economically for having a solid Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. Our hope is for every student that comes to our program to graduate on time with a plan, whether that's going towards college, whether it's going into the workforce, going into a labor field, whatever feels like a great fit for that student. We want to make sure that they know what that pathway is to accomplish their goals and pave the way for a great future.
I saw a lot of adults in the room that were helping out. By the way, I was at Century Oaks Elementary School. I meant to mention that off the top, and I couldn't remember the name for a moment. I wanted to look it up. It was a great school. The principal was awesome. Everyone was great. But there's a lot of adults there, right? Not only the teachers, but the folks that work there. Are they all volunteers? Are you able to pay these folks as well? I mean, I'm just kind of curious how the financial side works for the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure. So our Boys and Girls Club is primarily staffed by paid youth development professionals.
Good.
And then we partner with other people in the community to support and offer special opportunities as volunteers, whether they're board members, corporate partners. We really capitalize on as many of those human resources as possible to be able to connect our youth with those positive adults that can serve as mentors and guides to that great future.
Well, how do you afford all this? I've heard of the Boys and Girls Club, of course. I've seen the commercials for years. I know they do great work. But until I saw it in action, I was kind of blown away at the scale of this. Do you rely on donations, corporate partners? Is that how you guys survive?
Yeah, so we have a wide variety of funding streams to support the students and the families that we serve in the Elgin community. It's a combination of public grants that are both federal and state provided. We also have a lot of private donors, foundations, corporations, individuals in the community that are really committed to serving the children that we provide opportunities for. So it's a whole slew of people that really come together. They say it takes a village, and that's the truth at the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely.
So that we can support these families.
Natalie, it was great to see it in action, and thanks for joining us here on WGN.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you had a chance to visit, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to serve our families in Elgin.
I mean it. I was blown away.